Earlier today, we received a report of an animal bite that had occurred about 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Tuesday the 17th. Seems like what happened is a female was walking her dogs at Lick Creek Park. One of the dogs was a Chihuahua puppy that was about 6 months old. The puppy got frightened by a group of runners and ran off into the woods at Lick Creek Park. There was a male nearby who helped the dog owner locate her puppy, but unfortunately during this process, the puppy bit the unidentified male. We just need to contact the male so we can let him know about the status of the puppy so we can, you know, we've got the puppy in quarantine at this point, and so right now we don't know if the puppy during its quarantine period will show any signs of rabies or not. We need to be able to close out our file to verify that he is okay and that he's not showing any symptoms of rabies exposure.
So the puppy hadn't had any shots to prevent rabies or anything?
The puppy had had its shots. However, it's still required as a part of our process that they be quarantined and observed. I'm guessing that there is still a possibility, like with all vaccines, that it possibly would not work and protect the puppy. And so we do need to watch the puppy. So the puppy has been quarantined, and we just need to contact the man so we can let him know the signs and symptoms to watch for, make sure that he has not got any of the symptoms of rabies exposure.
So did the woman who owns the dog, did she say that the puppy drew blood whenever he bit the man?
For it to be considered a dog bite that we would investigate, it would have had to draw blood.
Okay, just checking. And so if the man does hear this, I guess, announcement that he needs to be, does he just need to contact y'all if he...
He just needs to contact the police department at 764-3600. It's going to be a very simple process for him. We just need to provide him with information regarding what he needs to watch out for. Of course, he is not in any trouble or anything. He was trying to help. We just need to get his information to be able to include it in our report so we can document everything properly.
Okay, great. Is there anything else?
That's it. We don't have a description of the male. The dog owner was unable to provide us with a description of him, but we're hoping that this situation is unique enough that the person will recognize themselves, or maybe they shared the story with somebody that might be able to contact them and say, hey, they're looking for you, and just have him call us.